We will have interviews, poetry, music tonight. But before we get started for the entire evening, I got to introduce my guy, my friend, my golfing partner, who will be our very first interview for the night. He's someone that I respect, was a hustler that is known for not only loving his people and his family, but real estate and golf. He is representing his fraternity tonight. Put your hands together for the one, the only, Ivan Stevenson. How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
You know, this microphone is weird because you don't hear it in the room, but it's recording.
Am I loud enough?
I think so. Probably too loud.
Maybe you should teach me some lessons. This is my first time holding a mic, my first podcast, first everything.
This is your first podcast?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You've never been on a podcast?
Never been on a podcast.
But you spend bars on social media all the time.
So I probably spend roughly 20 hours listening to, 30 hours listening to podcasts.
A week?
A week.
That's impressive.
A week.
Why so many hours?
Because of what I do with my 9-to-5 job, I spend a lot of time in my vehicle, roughly, 4 to 6 hours a day.
Wow.
Driving around Oklahoma City and Arkansas, and so I spend a lot of time listening to various forms of podcasts.
What's your favorite podcast? We know that Heady Media is
one. That's the first one.
That's the first one.
That's the first one.
In fact, if you all are following online, it's going to be YouTube /@ Heady Media, if you all want to make sure that you follow the YouTube tonight. But if it's not Heady Media, what other podcasts do you follow?
So, mainly real estate focused.
Okay.
Bigger Pockets is my number one.
Shout out Bigger Pockets.
And then it's the Real Estate Rookie Podcast.
Okay.
And then the Millionaire Podcast, which is a lot of interesting entrepreneurs that kind of look like us.
Yeah.
Doing some amazing things within the entrepreneurial space, specifically real estate, stocks, you name it, anything in the financial space is where I, try to spend my time.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you were a college athlete.
Yep.
I
know you did some homework.
Hey, listen, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just out here trying to do my research on people that I'm interviewing.
Yeah.
I think it makes sense for a pretty good interview. But tell us a little bit about yourself as far as like family, college, athletics, business. Just give us the rundown real quick.
Yeah, so my name is Ivan Stevenson, born and raised in Oklahoma City.
Now, wait a minute. Before you continue,
yes.
How do you spell your first name?
I-V-E-N, not
Why
the A.
Why the E?
You might have to take that with my mother.
Mother says I-V-E-N and not I-V-A-N.
I can tell you how they spell it wrong.
That's the wrong way?
That's the wrong way.
Okay. I feel that way about Derek sometimes. I spell it D-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Oh, I got it wrong in the phone. I got it wrong in the iPhone.
Well,
I'm so
correct,
sorry.
Correct my
name. I'll get it right next time.
D-E-R-E-K?
You're missing a couple of consonants in there, but yes.
How many different ways are there to spell Derek? Anybody in the room? D-E-R-R-I-C-K, D-E-R-E-K, D-E...
R-R-R.
K.
French.
Okay, so, Ike Stevenson.
Yep.
Are you from Oklahoma City?
Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Went to Millwood High School.
Ooh,
from K-12.
Okay, state champs.
Oh yeah, I've got state champs in track, state champs in basketball.
Wow,
that's what we do.
It's like summer, it's okay.
Sorry. It's been many moons ago, but graduated from Millwood, went on to play college football at East Central University.
Okay.
Got
what
my
position?
Corner.
Okay.
Corner. Got my
lockdown corner.
No.
Just go to school
use the degree, use the scholarship, get your school paid for.
Absolutely.
And, seldomly play when the time is needed, when someone gets hurt. But no, I'm just joking.
That's
good. No, graduated from East Central University with a business degree in office technology.
Okay.
And from there, I've been in sales for 22 years.
Wow.
Yep.
So you are also married.
Oh, yeah, I forgot my wife.
Yeah. We didn't forget about it. I brought it up.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially since she's in the
she's here.
In the
right
building
there.
Tonight.
She's right there. So, I am a husband going on 13 years.
In 13, October. Y'all snap it up 13 years.
We have a 24-year-old,
okay,
11-year-old, and a 9-year-old, all boys.
All boys?
All boys.
How do you think she feels being surrounded by all boys?
She's embraced it.
She has?
She's embraced it. I honestly think if we had a daughter,
would it mess up the dynamic?
It would have mixed up the feng shui of the house.
Yeah.
I think she prefers the testosterone flowing through the house.
She prefers it.
She prefers it that way.
Yeah, like, give me some more testosterone.
Yes.
What she says.
And we've got a lot of it.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of competition.
24, 11, 9, which means that it would be to have a daughter right now.
No.
No, it's her in the background saying no.
Just no. I'll repeat what the wife said.
No.
No children.
No children.
Done. No mas.
Okay. What do you love about being married?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I know it is. I asked it. It's great. What
do I love about being married?
Yep.
I believe the most part about being married is having the partnership and the union and the ability to communicate through situations, whatever that looks like, and come to an agreement or not come to an agreement, because you know, as you're married as well, you would know that sometimes conversations don't always go the way they should, or but being able to work through those things is something that I absolutely enjoy about.
Tell me something that's funny about your wife.
She is not from this country. She's not from America.
Really? Where's she from?
She's from Bosnia.
Bosnia?
Former Yugoslavia.
Okay.
Yep, so very interesting. A lot of dynamics with the culture. So that's not necessarily funny, but it's
interesting.
Very unique and interesting about it that I absolutely love.
So, excuse my ignorance.
Yeah.
Do they speak Bosnian?
Yeah, so it's a different. Yeah, to answer your question. So you got Yugoslavia, you got Croatian, Bosnian, Serbians.
Yes.
They all.
But what do they speak in Bosnia?
They all speak the same language.
Which is?
Bosnian.
They all speak Bosnian.
I think. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. She's
looking at.
She's so disappointed.
She's like, we've been married 13 years. You don't know the language?
I'm sorry, babe. Please forgive me.
What language do we speak in Bosnia?
Well, we speak Bosnian, but he is right. It's because the country fell apart. So all these little wannabe countries, we all speak
wannabe countries.
Yes, wannabe countries. So we all speak the same language, it's just different dialects.
Which is Bosnian.
It's all Bosnian.
It's all
Bosnian.
You speak Bosnian.
I know how to cuss.
That's a great way to start. You gotta start into a language. You learn the easy words first.
I know how to cuss, I know how to say eat, I know how to say shut up. You know, just the basic things that I need.
It's like when I need to communicate quickly to my wife, I know all the key words.
Minus the cussing.
I thought this was where we started. No? Huh? No. Wait, this is an American podcast, so you can say that. What about being a father, man? What do you love about being a father?
Oh, man.
And this is what I love, because you are unapologetically married and a parent. And I love that about you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
what
you.
Do you love about being a father?
Watching my children progress and you know, their life and watching them grow into be young men.
Yeah.
So I adopted my 24-year-old now when he was 7, and watching him grow up into, you know, high school, going through college and trying to finish up college right now, watching him a man.
Yeah.
And so that dynamic is a little different when it comes to dealing with our young children, but I've got lessons from him to help me understand how to navigate his younger brothers. And so, but what I love most about them is just watching them grow into young men.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Got a little echo.
Is that you, Hetty? Why are you playing stuff in our background? Can you stop, please? All of your 11-year-old, 9-year-old,
yes,
they play football.
So my 11-year-old, he's a boxer.
Boxer.
He boxes.
Okay. I've seen that. Yes.
He's pretty steady with that. And then he also plays basketball. So I try to keep him extremely busy.
Okay.
So they both play two sports, Monday through Friday.
And your 9-year-old?
My 9-year-old, he plays basketball and football. So I keep
football.
Him.
Okay,
yeah,
I
keep him pretty busy. Yep.
Why boxing?
I'm a huge fan of it.
Really?
We try
to boxing.
Shakur Stevenson.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Shakur Stevenson is?
I have no idea. But don't. But I need you to remove the judgment in your voice.
Well,
who is that? Is it like Sugar Ray Leonard, Muhammad Ali?
He's just a really good, fighter that's up and coming, and he's trying to.
So he's not established yet.
No, he's definitely established.
He's established. I should know who he is.
You should.
But I don't.
You don't.
Okay. I'm going to figure out who he is.
Google. He's your best friend.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that's your son's favorite, your oldest son's favorite boxer.
My 11-year-old's favorite boxer, okay. Shakur Stevenson. He just loves his style, his aggressiveness, and the way he approaches the boxing game. So he's a boxer.
Are you a boxer?
No.
You don't throw hands?
No.
Like,
Nonviolent.
Okay. That's good. So recently I've seen you, you've posted like golf and like wife and like family stuff, but you've gone into this hard right turn of like legacy and like lineage and like financial literacy and like generational wealth.
Yeah.
Why, and maybe it's not sudden to you, but it's sudden to the people who follow you from a distance. Like,
yep.
Why the sudden interest in that?
So, growing up, I grew up in Section 8 housing.
Okay.
And at the time, I did not know we were poor.
Mm.
We just had the things that we needed to survive, if that makes any sense.
Right.
And so my mother, fortunately and unfortunately, she didn't have the tools or the resources to help me understand just money in general, because right. She was just working. And so as I got older, finished college, got to work in a W-2 job.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point where I'm just like, you know what? The government incentivizes the entrepreneur, but taxes the W-2 employee.
Absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But I actually want to be on the entrepreneur side to where I could garner more money.
Absolutely.
If that makes any sense. So did I answer your question?
You did. Yeah. And so when you think about like, the reason that you do it versus the reason that you share it.
Yep.
You share the reason that you do it, the why you share it though.
So the reason why I share it is because I honestly believe that we lack financial literacy.
Who's we?
Us.
Who's us?
Black
Come
folk.
On, speak plainly. Folk. Come on! I mean, don't play with me.
Black folk. And okay. So I think the people that follow me know me personally.
We do.
And if I can make it, they can make it as well.
Okay.
And so it's important that I show up in that aspect and try to not necessarily educate people, but show people that it's okay to work a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
And it's also okay to have a hustle to get you out of that 9-to-5 if that's your goal.
Yeah.
And so in that whole entire process, let's understand how money works and how money should work for you, so you don't actually have to clock in every day.
Absolutely.
If that makes any sense.
And you're actually doing both.
Both.
Right. Yeah. So you have a job and you're an entrepreneur as well.
Yep.
You're a W-2 and a 1099.
Yep.
Right. And so I think that's very inspirational.
Thank you.
To see somebody that is actually doing it, not only doing it, but sharing it as well. And I think that's very admirable. Very admirable. So when you think about all the things that you do, father, husband, entrepreneur, W-2, what is something that you, that's a part of you that people would not expect? Like, they see all the upfront things. They see your golf game.
Yep.
They see, you know, your marriage and your family and your kids. They see your entrepreneur side. What is something that people would not expect from you?
I'm an introvert.
Shut up.
Yes, man, I'm an introvert.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely an introvert.
You get energized by being alone.
I prefer to be not necessarily alone, but settings to where there's a lot of people.
Yeah,
I can be. I have the ability to turn it on and off.
Uh-huh.
But I prefer to be off.
You prefer to be off in settings where there are a lot of people.
Yes.
Where does that come from?
Did
you grow up like in a large family?
No, just me and my sister.
Me and your sister.
You know, I would say, where does that come from? You know,
the desire to like. Be off.
Yeah, so my 9-to-5 job, I have the ability to turn it on and just be a completely, totally different person.
Yeah.
And I'm okay in that space, but it allows my brain to just continue just like a locomotive. Just continued going. And sometimes I don't necessarily enjoy that space. And so if I take off my 9-to-5 suit, I can be a little bit more comfortable and relaxed and calm and cool.
Yeah. Talk to the room a little bit about how you can effectively be a partner slash husband slash parent slash entrepreneur slash as an introvert. Because as an extrovert, I feel like introverts get nothing accomplished. Like, what are y'all doing with your time? Like, you just sitting somewhere in the corner, like what are y'all, how are you functioning? Like, so, but you're pretty successful, like, in all the areas. Like, how are you doing it?
I just have this ability to know when to turn it on and turn it off. You know, when I get into stories like this, when I get into settings like this, I'm just like, okay, Ivan, it's lights, camera, action type of deal. Mm-hmm. And so, but when I'm at home or when I'm in a select group, no joke, I'm just sitting back and
chilling,
cool, calm, and collected.
You enjoy it?
I do.
I was scrolling through your social media, and you enjoy cooking. And I saw that you aged some meat.
Yes.
What do you enjoy about cooking?
You know what?
Or grilling.
So I've got a Kamado Joe.
Okay.
It's almost like the Big Green Egg.
Okay.
It's the homie. Yeah, me and him get a lot of time together.
That sounds very introvertish.
Yeah.
Me and my grill just in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? Spending time. I'm just back there grilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my grill don't talk back. It's just me. You know, it's me, baby.
But the results is awesome.
But no, I see it. And I'm like, awesome. he don't invite me over to try some butter covered 20-day-old
all of that. Yeah,
brisket.
So my
meat,
mother. Like, my mother, she was a cook in the kitchen at some of the high schools around Oklahoma City.
Okay.
And so that's kind of where I learned the love and the art of cooking and watching people enjoy eat what you've prepared, you know? And so my wife she's a steak eater. Mm. So she loves a good medium rare steak, and I've got it down to the point to where she loves it.
She loves it. Is that a Bosnian characteristic?
No.
No?
Yeah, so their food is definitely not American. It's not.
Would you like to describe Bosnian food?
Man, you're going to get me in trouble. So it's a lot of bread.
Okay.
There's a lot of moonshine. They call it rakia.
Come on, moonshine.
It's a lot of, so if you go to some of their parties, if you think of a big long table, they've got bread, salami, every slice of piece of their pork is right there on that table. You've got lettuce, you've got everything on this whole entire table.
Uh-huh.
And so it's just a hodgepodge of just different cultures.
But not steak. So did you introduce her to steak?
I introduced everything American.
Everything American.
So when I met her, she had not had fried chicken before.
Ooh.
And so when we were dating, I cooked her some fried chicken and some french fries. So every Sunday, she's a huge Patriots fan. She was like, you're going to make me every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Football game.
Yeah.
Patriots wings. So we made Patriots wings.
Okay.
And she became hooked.
Yeah. That's really cool. I got it in every interview with like some rapid fire type stuff.
Let's do it.
Before I rapid fire, can you share with us your very first experience with We Tell Stories?
Oh, so my very first experience with We Tell Stories was at Java Dave's, I believe.
Come on, Java Dave's. Yes.
And that's
how we know you're an original Retail Stories person.
And there was a couple of singers.
You remember who they were?
He's out of Kansas City.
Don't say Sean.
He raps. He's a pastor now. 81-3, 83.
Pastor 83.
Okay. All right.
And there was another poet. She's from Oklahoma City.
Kendall Turner.
Kendall S. Turner.
I'm sorry, we're watching right now.
Kendall S. Turner. I apologize.
Please forgive me. But her. Yes. And there was another lady, I can't remember her name, but me and the wife would watch the calendar wherever We Tell Stories is going,
absolutely,
where we're going to be. So that's kind of where we actually started dating.
Ooh.
And that's kind of where we grew up, when We Tell Stories.
Eddie has been known to be the matchmaker. Just provide the safe space for people to come and connect. And they come and they love the environment, they get married.
I think I was on Facebook probably about a month ago. You know how the stories pop up every day.
Uh-huh.
I think this was like back in 2008, 2009.
Yep.
We had I can't remember the name of the photographer. I think he has a Soul Focus photographer.
PJ.
Yeah. And so this is like 2008 or 9 or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Those memories kind of remind me of the impact of retail stores.
Yeah, that's amazing. What gap do you feel like retail stores fills, F-I-L-L-S, fills in the Oklahoma City Metro? Like, what gap does it fill?
Community. You know, if you are a singer, if you are a poet, if you are an artist, I believe, retail stores gives you that platform throughout time to help you get to where you want to go.
Absolutely. Would you like to sing for us?
No.
Okay.
You don't want me singing.
Do you have some bars that you want to drop for
I'm
us?
I'm not a rapper.
What about a poet?
I'm not a poet.
Do you have a favorite lyric that you would like to recite for us? Just from any rapper around the way. It could also be Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's a classic one.
You know what? I don't have anything that comes to mind.
None that comes to mind?
Not right now.
I feel like you give me music connoisseur vibes.
So I used to listen to my wife say yes, but I don't listen to a lot of music. The only time I listen to music is when I'm working out. That's the only time.
What type of music you listen to?
Oh, all hip hop.
All hip hop? Like old hip hop or like new hip hop?
So,
like Lil Uzi Vert or like?
No. Yeah, that's my son. So I'm born in 1980.
Okay. He's like, let me give you some context.
1980. Take my age. So obviously grew up watching or listening to NWA.
Okay.
Rakim.
Yeah.
DMX.
Yes.
The whole 90s. Bone Thugs and Harmony. Tupac. All of those guys.
Tell me what you got.
All of that. So, but now I'll probably, I'll throw some J. Cole in there.
Okay. It's a little bit more contemporary.
Future. I'll listen to some Future.
Yeah.
But if more conscious rap, if that makes sense, something to make me think.
Common, most devs, like those kind of
things. All day long.
All right. You ready for this rapid fire real quick?
Run
it. All right, now listen. Don't think about it. Just let it fly.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're eating cereal, do you put cereal or the milk first?
Oh, cereal.
Cereal first. Mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup.
Mayonnaise and mustard.
No ketchup on a burger?
Why?
Why?
What do you put? Ketchup.
We're not here to debate. That's not what we're here to do. Do you put your pants on left leg or right leg first?
That's a good question. I would say left.
Left? You're a left leg?
Left, yes.
Anybody left leggers in the room?
Left leggers?
Right leggers. Anybody? Okay, so that means you're wrong. Can you do the alphabet backwards?
No.
Have you tried?
No.
Okay. We'll do that on a break.
Okay. And a rap bar.
Let's see. I feel like I should have had these on time.
Pepsi.
Oh, nah.
Oh, Pepsi. Oh, Coke.
Nah.
Wait, Brandon. Can you take your judgment out of the face? Like, what?
I'm with you. Pepsi is nasty.
Not Early Bird.
Definitely Early Bird.
Real book or ebook?
You know what? I have started on the ebook train. I'm not on it yet. I got 1 foot on and 1 foot off, but I would rather read a good book.
Ooh, just Let's like go. Paper.
Yeah, just the folding of the paper.
Just like the sound of it. Like
yes. That. Just the holding it in your hand.
Smell. It's only
left. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you what? I thought that was a pretty good, like a book sound. Like a yeah. Let's see. Spinach or kale?
Spinach.
You know,
are they even the same?
Spinach
and kale?
Yeah, well, you gotta choose one or the other.
Oh, spinach.
Let's see. Orange juice or apple juice?
Orange juice.
Let's see. Breakfast all day or breakfast only during breakfast time?
Breakfast only during breakfast time.
You were almost there, bro. Waffle House or IHOP?
Oh, Waffle House. Come on.
Waffle House. Whataburger or McDonald's?
Waterburger.
Hands. Did you shake your head?
No,
Waterburger. Okay, all right. Well, man, we appreciate you. Yes. Thank you. Love you.
My man.
Good to see you again, man. And thanks for being on the We Tell Stories podcast. This is absolutely a pleasure. Yo, put your hands together for my guy.
So, Derek,
Oh, yes.
I don't have a question for you. Okay. I'm going to give you your flowers. I have looked up to you for quite some time.
Ah, man.
I admire your work, what you do professionally and personally, and I love the family man that you become. So I just want to give you your flowers, brother.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Absolutely. So, Hedy, I think as he's walking off, that means no questions.